we were one of the first to close after schools, and we obviously would have felt that we were going to be close enough to last to reopen. But the minister's comments over the weekend have put this in a somewhat of a different light, where he basically suggested that packed pubs, he doesn't see them happening in the foreseeable future. So essentially, that has caused quite a lot of anguish among members, and I can see why. I mean, we have, we've 6,000, 7,000 pubs in the country. They're all by and large family businesses. So support is going to be needed to make sure that those businesses are there to support the jobs. There are over 50,000 jobs involved to support tourism, because it's an integral part of the tourist trade, and indeed to support the families and businesses themselves that have been part of communities for generations.
Your colleagues in LVA, which predominantly serves Dublin, were saying last night that there are many, many pubs which, if there isn't support now, just simply won't reopen. Do you fear that's going to be replicated nationwide?
I think that is certainly true, not just of pubs. That will be true of small businesses right across the country. But obviously my concern is specifically for the pub trade. And if pubs are going to be closed longer than other businesses, then the support level is going to have to be greater. It's going to have to revolve around, not just around commercial rates. It's going to have to revolve around VAT and PRSI payments. It's going to have to revolve around money being made available at very low interest. But more importantly, there are going to have to be cash grants put into these businesses so that they can be sustained while closed. Because, and rightly so, the 50,000 employees that have are depending on their jobs for the pubs, they have been to a certain extent looked after, and as I say, rightly so. But the actual employers who take the risk, create the jobs, are not being looked after, and that needs to be addressed, and addressed quickly.
What level of conversation and discussion have you had with the minister or with the government, and what level of communication is there between the government and representative bodies like VFI?
There has been quite a lot of interaction with various departments. Probably the one, and we understand it, I think the public will understand it as well, that we are having probably the greater issue in getting conversations with is the Department of Health. We absolutely recognise and appreciate that the health of the nation is paramount, but we do need to have discussions with the Department of Health as to how and what procedures need to be put in place so that pubs in whatever guise can open, and can open at the earliest, I won't say the earliest possible date, the earliest appropriate date might be a better way to put it.